The Pebble Partnership has reached a settlement with the state of Alaska for some self-reported water permit violations that happened over the last 3 years. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
In October of last year, the Pebble Partnership, which is spearheading development of the Pebble Mine near Iliamna Lake, identified that it had violated conditions of its temporary water use authorizations by withdrawing water at some of its drilling sites from sources not specified under the permits. Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for the Pebble Partnership.
We shared information with the state indicating that it looked like we had withdrawn water from sources that weren't authorized. But we also felt it important to point out that we have lived up to the terms and conditions of all the permits that we operate under, which did not have that that authorization.
The settlement reached between the state of Alaska and the Pebble Partnership calls for a fine of $45,000. The settlement also stipulates that the Pebble Partnership prepare a detailed water withdrawal plan that is subject to approval by DNR and ADF&G. That plan calls for the partnership to submit appropriate maps that show specific water sources prior to drilling and the development of a plan for coordination and training of field staff, geologists, engineers, drillers, and other workers involved in the placement of intake hoses. The water withdrawal plan also calls for the partnership to appoint a compliance officer to be responsible for confirming that any water source being used has the appropriate authorization. Heatwall confirms that the water withdrawal plan must be submitted to the state before February 20th.
In the letter that we sent to the DNR in November, we proposed some actions that we were recommending to take to make sure that this situation does not happen again, including point accountability at our site for an individual for securing the appropriate water authorizations and putting some GPS locators on our drill rigs so that we're all clear on where we are and where we're recommending our water withdrawals.
As part of the settlement, the state of Alaska reserves the right to conduct a field inspection of the areas of the unauthorized water withdrawals, and if the state determines that unauthorized withdrawals have caused adverse environmental effects, they can reopen the case, which was basically resolved by the settlement announced on Friday. The partnership confirms that the unpermitted use of water sources was used in the drilling of about 45 holes, and the unpermitted use took place in 2007, 2008, and in 2009. The unpermitted use of water and the other violations made public on Friday is disturbing to Anders Gustafsson, the executive director of the Renewable Resources Coalition.
You know, one of the things that I first think about with these kind of things is, yeah, you get fines, and fines are being placed, and it's appropriate. But unfortunately, these fines don't take back what's already happened.
In a press release issued Friday afternoon, Gustafsson and the Renewable Resources Coalition commended the Alaska Department of Natural Resources on their actions. However, Gustafsson remarked that Alaskans deserve an independent, multidisciplinary scientific review of the Pebble Project.
We just simply cannot trust science that's paid for by the industry. I mean, we can't, in good faith, just follow them blindly into the woods when they say that they invented the compass and here's how we're going to get through this. We need to have somebody there looking at this who's unbiased, a third-party review, and I think that it's the legislature's job to step up and make that happen, and they have a great opportunity to do that right now.
In a letter dated January 14th, Dick Milius, the director of the Alaska Division of Mining, Land, and Water, suspended several temporary water use authorizations and a miscellaneous land use permit until the water withdrawal plan is submitted and approved by the state of Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.